This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour report recorded on Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. I'm Mark Boulanger. Perhaps the countries most endangered by climate change are small island states. The difficulties for these countries are exacerbated because of their small geographical area, isolation, and exposure. They suffer effects such as rising sea levels, altered rain patterns, and storm surges. Because these factors can have significant effects on employment, labor unions are often at the forefront of climate change responses. To find out how small island states are coping with climate change, I talked to Tony Moore. Ms. Moore is the General Secretary of the Barbados Workers' Union. Barbados is part of the Caribbean region of small islands. I asked Ms. Moore how her country, Barbados, and the rest of the Caribbean are confronting climate change.
Certainly, building the resilience of small and vulnerable states to deal with the effects of climate change is a priority for Barbados and our neighboring countries, because it has to be a priority for our countries. Barbados and other countries in the region are very susceptible, because what we have been experiencing over time is increases in the sea level, a rising sea level. Of course, we are exposed to increases in storm surge levels. And with climate change, we have also been experiencing changes in our rainfall patterns. So climate change has its importance to us. Is of a high priority to us because a number of our countries depend on tourism, and those countries that aren't heavily dependent on tourism are heavily dependent on agriculture. And as you would imagine, the erosion of our coasts and the changes in the rainfall patterns and the severe weather events, all of these can combine or even individually offset our tourism product and offset our agricultural base. So we have been particularly concerned. What can we do? What can be done, even if we can't do it, to make sure we can offset these rapid negative occurrences so that they don't trigger bigger problems for us?
What can labor unions, especially in small countries like Barbados, do to help meet the challenges of climate change?
As it relates to what can trade unions do, it is what a number of trade unions have been doing, and certainly our own trade union. We have been focusing on worker education, using this as part of our curriculum for workers, because each citizen has to be able to see the negative impacts as they are, because it is so easy for people to become preoccupied with the fact that the trade union should be about salary increases and should be about conditions at work. But the trade union movement has to be concerned with improving the general quality of life for people, and that speaks to an objective of our sustainability. And so we have been focusing on the issue of climate change in our programs at our Labour College, when we meet at our annual delegates conferences, speaking on these issues, speaking to these broad issues, sensitizing our workers, having their feedback, so that as we prepare to meet resolutions or advocacy in one form or next to our government, that we are in a position to do that.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.